came to offer my obeisances to you. I became a life member as a result of Gopal Krishna's talking to me.
In Bombay?
No, sir, here. I came to offer you obeisances in Brooklyn Temple.
Oh.
And I asked you a special permission as my Gurudev, which you gladly gave me, to teach Gita in Pikesi, where I am.
Oh.
And since then, I've been trying to do your work sincerely.
Oh.
In Pikesi.
It is?
Yes, sir.
Where is it?
It is 100 miles north of New York. I work there. I'm an engineer.
Oh.
And I have been trying to spread Krishna conscious movement of yours, trying to teach from your Gita to the Indian community, and I am slowly trying to get American people also involved. And as I see more and more American people are now coming in, and in fact, those people who are very steadfast, who come to attend my class as American people, I'm very glad to see that they are taking very great interest. And
Indians are not taking, sir.
No, sir.
Indians are Bharata.
You see, they have been going to...
Yes, Sri Prabhupada. I want to just finalize when you would join the festival tomorrow. To fix that up so I could, you know, just... we're leaving 59th Street at 2 o'clock. And we're reaching downtown at the park at 4 o'clock. In other words, it takes 2 hours, the route. At 4 o'clock, we're going to have a Winnebago.
Mm-hmm.
Winnebago is like a small bus which has a laboratory in it.
Like that's Root Maharaj's traveling bus.
Right, it has a bathroom in it. That's going to accompany the parade in case at any time you require it. That'll be right there so it can pull alongside the park. At 4 o'clock we'll arrive, and at about 4:30, Tirtha Nandamurti will give a short introduction to you. And at 4:45 you will speak. And so at 4:45 you expect to give a lecture. It begins at 2 o'clock on 59th Street for 2 hours, then by 5:15 the whole thing will be over. So I wanted to know what time you would like to join the parade.
Do you for this?
Well, it depends on a number of things. One thing is that your rest after taking the shot, you take the shot, and the resting period. Another thing is how long you want to ride along in the park. It depends on, I think it should depend on, I can't, no one can make that decision. We're agreeable to anything that you suggest. The bodies are enlivened simply that you're here and you're up with us.
At 2 o'clock we start.
Right.
Do you want me on this passing flight?
We want you to do simply what you feel would be best.
No. What is the best starting point for a high presence?
Well, it's not a question of I mean, that's a very exciting time. You know, but I don't know if it's... I wouldn't say it's required. We're going to start one way or the other. We have to start the parade. It's exciting at that time, probably. But you could also join midway. Supposing you could also join 34th Street instead of 59th Street. Halfway is about 34th Street. So you could join there.
That would be even better.
That would be about 3 o'clock.
That would be about 3 o'clock. It depends upon your resting period also.
Well, that I will adjust. But in that, I want to know when my joining will be very good. Better. In the beginning, or the middle, or the last, that works. And then I select it. in London, I think, suppose the whole route I was there. And that was little troublesome because sometimes I call no nation.
Yes.
But you say there will be a path.
Yes. Which is a good path.
So under the circumstances, which kind will be good that you say, then I select it. That is all, sir.
Yeah, if I can have about 5 minutes, I'll ask a few people. So you're agreeable at any time as that convenience. That's a good convenience, I think, that we'll have that stable.
Exactly.
So I'll just inquire. General idea of what's going on the whole day tomorrow. I'll leave it with her, sir.
The preaching is going on. Nobody has become a student.
Among the Indian people.
Indian or European?
Yes.
Since you are preaching there. Yeah.
Yes.
Has anybody joined this movement?
No, sir. I have been begging. I've been begging people. Now, I know that two American people will become steadfast and I'll make sure that they join the movement. But among the Indian people, this is the problem.
Well, then you have joined.
I have joined. I'm a life member. I come to the temple. I study your books all the time. I have your photo. I do your RC. Every day without fail. Without fail. Then Dhiram came to my house 2 weeks ago. And I showed him everything. Krishna and your photo next to it. And I every day do puja. Complete vegetarian. We are doing arati every day. First obeisance is to you, my father, mother, and Krishna.
Your father, mother, dear?
No, sir. No. They are dead now. They have expired, but I still offer my obeisances to them. First obeisance is to you, then to Krishna, then to my father, mother, and then I start my puja.
Yeah.
And I do complete arati and everything. Because I want your blessings. I wish that I have a guru like you every birth after birth. But one of the problems, Prabhupada, personally, I have found among the Indian people is that because we are used to so many demigods, they still don't accept Krishna as the supreme personality of Godhead. There are so many arguments I get.
There is
like,
no personal argument.
You know.
It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita.
Yes, sir.
But if they do not accept Bhagavad Gita as the authority.
Yes.
Then they are fools.
Yes, they are.
The fools cannot be alive. That is it.
And this is one of the biggest problems.
If they do not accept the authority, then they are fools.
Yes. After I teach Gita, and I try to tell them the three things, but
that is not their fault. Even the big leaders of India.
Yes.
Even Gandhi. They do not know, actually. Therefore, you are presenting the Bhagavad Gita as it is. The Bhagavad Gita has been misinterpreted, misused by the leaders, by the politicians, by the so-called brothers.
Yes, sir. Even I'll tell you one thing, that Swami Chinmayanand, although he is great, but I'll tell you what happened.
Great means great good.
Yes. In third chapter, where Krishna is saying, renunciate everything to me. Okay? And the word matam is used. Matam. Now, Swami Chinmayanand is saying, that's my opinion. That's what Krishna is telling. And they will be freed of all the world. And you have written, matam means scriptural injunctions. And I try to show to the students who come to the class, that this is the difference. Look at this. Very big difference. Because if Krishna is only giving his opinion, then he is talking like a diplomat, not talking like God. But if he says, this is the law, and I explain to them that like Bible has got 10 commandments.
Even Krishna says, giving his opinion.
Yes.
That's taking it as it is. Krishna says, bhakta parataram nyanyat. So, He is the supreme authority. So supreme authority is Matam, like a high court judgment. There is no argument anymore. The judgment is given by the high court.
It's a final decision.
Final decision. He is Krishna, he is the supreme.
Yes.
Then who can give him better opinion than him? The argument says, even if he says, any gentleman will say that. That, as Krishna says, Sarvadhanvan Paritrajya Bhavetam Saranam Braja, he do it. He is Supreme Lord, he can force it. But he doesn't do that. So although he is Makam, he is Supreme, but as a gentle preacher, he says that is my Makam. If you are saying, if you know that Krishna is the supreme authority, then his Matam is final.
And that's why I try to show the difference to people that please follow Prabhupada's Gita and please make sure that when you read Gita as it is. And this is why I'm trying to show the difference to people. Personally, there is only one question I have, and that is, throughout all the Srimad Bhagavatam that you have translated so far, I see all the time any like Kardam Muni or all other great sages, whenever they do tapasya, every time Mahavishnu comes down. Now, I know that even back to Godhead, you have considered Mahavishnu as an expansion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet Mahavishnu is coming every time as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what is the subtle position here?
There is no difference between this life, which is doesn't explain this. This life one can. Then you can do another thing.
Yes.
Then you can do another.
Yes.
Another.
Yes.
So, you say, this is first, this is second, this is third, this
yes.
is fourth. But so far, candle power is concerned.
Yes.
They are all the same. Either you can pass or the second, or third. So for the candle power is concerned, there is all the same.
Yes.
Still, you have to say, this is first, this is
yes. I was trying to...
God and His different expansions, they are saying, Ramadhi mutti sukalani amena tishthan nana matharma karat vone sukhintu Krishna sthaya sahavala
paramakumanayu govindamadhi purusham tamaham bhajana.
So he's resisting, he calls the incarnation, Ramadhi Mukti Su.
Yes. Even Ramachandra.
So, Ram is not less than Krishna, but he is incarnate.
Because I was trying to refer to Govinda Kastam, where it says, Shri Krishna Radha Var Gopulesha Gopala Govar Dhananatha Vishno Jivve Pivashva Amrutamedha Deva Govinda Damo Dharamadaveti. He's saying Shri Krishna Radhavar Gopulesha Gopala Govar Dharanatha Vishnu. That is why I was trying to say that is really, and I know that Krishna expansion is Mahavishnu, but still, why do they say Govar Dharanatha Vishnu? And that's what I was trying to understand. Please don't misunderstand.
No, no.
I was trying to understand from you.
Everyone is Vishnu Tattva.
Yes.
Vishnu Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Shakti Tattva,
yes.
Like that.
Yes.
So all of them, the Vishnu career.
Yes. Right?
Vishnu Taya Vibhati. Vishnu Taya Vibhati. Vipach Vivahi Rasan Karamaputetya. Vipayati. Vishnu Taya Vibhati. This is again. Yeah. God head is Vishnu Tattva. But sometimes Vishnu, sometimes Narayana, sometimes Govinda, sometimes Krishna. Right?
That's very nice, because one can understand very well. I always took Mahavishnu as the expansion of Krishna. But still, when I went to Govinda Kastram, and then also, like Brahma Samhita says, Yashvi Dhaneshvashi Kalam Mathavalam Jeevanti Jagadandanath Vishnur Maharasa Iha Yashvakara Vishesha Govindam Mali Purusham Kramamaya. So he says, Mahavishnu is even one expansion of Krishna. Yet in Govinda Kastram, there is a Govardhan, Gopala Govardhan Natha Vishnu. Shri Krishna Radha Vara Gopuresha Gopala Govardhan Natha
Vishnu. And I Vishnu. Vishnu Sahasranam Sutra.
Because many people, at least among the Indians, I get very big argument about it. That it is Mahavishnu who is Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Krishna is only one avatara of it. And that, I try to...
That argument is discussed in the Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Yes,
sir. Yes, first to the content. When he discusses somebody, says Vishnu is the origin. Children, how many?
No children.
No children.
No children.
Very good. That's possible.
I have decided that in about 5-10 years, I'll work that much only. Afterwards, I'm going to go to work for you.
Thank you.
I don't find any more pleasures, you know, in anything. As I go on chanting and chanting and chanting, sometimes, Prabhupada, oh, my first dream that came, when I joined your movement, first dream that I came, and I told my wife about it in the morning, and then first I saw a moon, and then I saw another large planet coming up, and then on the top of it I saw the lotus feet of the Lord, and when I saw the lotus feet of the Lord, I saw you coming on a swan and doing this puja. And I kept on shouting to my wife that, please see, Prabhupada is here, please see, Lotus, he is doing puja of lotus feet of the Lord. And that was my first dream that came. Sometimes, after chanting, all the time, I feel as if he is walking next to me. I can feel as if his bluish body is right next to me. And all the time I keep have a feeling that somebody is next to me. You know, I don't know whether I am going crazy or I am...
Krishna is already there. Inshallah, Prabhu can have the
place. So I took a poll, census poll of about 6 or 7 DBTs, including Kirtananda, Ramaswara, Bali Madan, so many men who know New York. They all thought that if you would join the parade at 23rd Street,
23rd,
yes, that means. At, it will be, it should be at about 3:15, like that.
Yes, sir.
Then it will be nice. Because the whole parade is about 54 blocks. And you will be riding for about 19 blocks. It means your ride will take about 45 minutes.
What time is it? I'm going to start.
From here.
Somebody will come?
Yeah, I think I will call it. Kirtananda will also.
What time?
It's going to be the 2:45 or 3 o'clock. Tomorrow morning I'll let you know.
3 o'clock, I said it's ready.
I think, well, it's 3 o'clock, but then by the time we get in the car, all right, I think it will work.
That's all. That's it. I'm ready to have a check.
All right.
in the meantime, as you finish it.
Yeah, that'll leave a little time for resting. The whole program should be over by about...
If tomorrow I still take lunch, at 1.
1 o'clock.
Then by 3 o'clock, I Krishna is preparing to join this movement on action. It is very nice. Are you about it?
The Krishna Kaya reports, Ete Chanta Kalakam Sar Krishna Stu Bhagavansa. All these incarnations of Godhead are either plenary portions or parts of the plenary portions of the Purusha avatars, and Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. Then he said, Bhagavatam describes the symptoms and deeds of the incarnations in general, and counts Sri Krishna among them. This made Sruta Gosharani greatly apprehensive, therefore he distinguished each incarnation by a specific symptom. All the incarnations of Godhead are plenary portions or parts of the plenary portions of the Purusha avatars, but the primeval Lord is Sri Krishna. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the fountainhead of all incarnations. An opponent may say, this is your interpretation, but actually the Supreme Lord is Narayan, who is in the transcendental realm. He, Narayan, incarnates as Lord Krishna. This is the meaning of the verse, as I see it. There is no need for further consideration. Such a misguided interpreter, we may reply, why should you suggest such fallacious logic? An interpretation is never accepted as evidence if it opposes the principle of Scripture. One should not state a predicate before its subject, for it cannot thus stand without proper support. If I do not state a subject, I do not state a predicate. First I speak the former, and then the latter. The predicate of the sentence is what is unknown to the reader, whereas the subject is what is known to him. For example, we may say, this Vipra is a greatly learned man. In this sentence, the Vipra is the subject, and the predicate is his erudition. The man's being a Vipra is known, but his erudition is unknown. Therefore, the person is identified first, and his erudition later. In the same way, all these incarnations were known, but whose incarnations they are was unknown. First, the word ete, these, establishes the subject, the incarnation. Then, the plenary portions of the Purusha avatars follows as the predicate. In the same way, when Krishna was first counted among the incarnations, specific knowledge about him was still unknown. Therefore, the word Krishna appears as the subject, followed by the predicate describing him as the original personality of Godhead. This establishes that Sri Krishna is the original personality of Godhead. The original personality of Godhead is therefore necessarily Krishna. Had Krishna been the plenary portion and Narayan the primeval Lord, the statement of Sruta Goswami would have been reversed. Thus he would have said, Narayan, the source of all incarnations, is the original personality of Godhead. He has appeared as Sri Krishna.
Someone is good, someone is incarnate. But Krishna is not incarnate. He is unwise.
He comes for it.
If you argue against the authority of Bhagavata, then that argument is wrong.
That's where the problem in India occurs. Everyone is saying always Mahavishnu. Krishna and Rama are only avatars. And that's where the big argument came. In fact, I talked to so many
people. Otherwise, why suppose Krishna to Bhagavan Sam?
That's right.
And Krishna says, Matta Parataram Nanya. So how one can say that? That means less interest. If Krishna if one accepts the authority of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Matta Parataram Nanya. And how the response is said, Aham Adi Devaha. And how the response is said,
Never. He has no reason to cheat us. He has no reason to lie.
Mm-hmm. Neither the hosts of demigods nor the great sages know my origin, for in every respect I am the source of the demigods and the sages. A sage is
purport.
A sage is in Brahma Samhita. Lord Krishna is the Supreme Lord. No one is greater than him. He is the cause of all causes. There is also stated by the Lord personally that he is the cause of all the demigods and the sages. Even the demigods and great sages cannot understand Krishna. They can neither understand his name nor his personality. So what is the position of the so-called scholars of this tiny planet? No one can understand why this supreme god comes to earth as an ordinary human being and executes such commonplace and yet wonderful activities. One should know then that scholarship is not the qualification necessary to understand Krishna. Even the demigods and the great sages have tried to understand Krishna by their mental speculation, and they have failed to do so. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, also it is stated clearly that even the great demigods are not able to understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They can speculate to the limits of their imperfect senses, and can reach the opposite conclusion of the impersonalism, of something not manifested by the three qualities of material nature, or they can imagine something by mental speculation, but it is not possible to understand Krishna by such foolish speculation. Here the Lord indirectly says that if anyone wants to know the absolute truth, here I am present as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am the Supreme. One should know this. Although one cannot understand the inconceivable Lord who is personally present, he nonetheless exists. We can actually understand Krishna, who is eternal, full of bliss and knowledge, simply by studying his words in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. The impersonal Brahman can be conceived by persons who are already in the inferior energy of the Lord, but the personality of Godhead cannot be conceived unless one is in the transcendental position. Because most men cannot understand Krishna in his actual situation, out of his causeless mercy he descends to show favor to such speculators. Yet despite the Supreme Lord's uncommon activities, these speculators, due to contamination in the material energy, still think that the impersonal Brahman is the Supreme. Only the devotees who are fully surrendered unto the Supreme Lord can understand, by the grace of the Lord, that he is Krishna. The devotees of the Lord do not bother about the impersonal Brahman conception of God. Their faith and devotion bring them to surrender immediately unto the Supreme Lord, and out of the causeless mercy of Krishna, they can understand Krishna. No one else can understand him. So even great sages agree. What is Atma? What is the Supreme? It is he whom we have to worship.
In my class, I run into a lot of arguments, especially from our Indian people. This is one of the biggest arguments that people pose. They say, why are you calling yourself Vaishnava and not Krishna? If I call Krishna, I accept Krishna as Supreme Personality of Godhead. They say, then the question comes to me, why are you calling yourself Vaishnava? Why not Krishna?
That already is expressed. Krishna, Rama, Vishnu, Nayana, they are all Vishnu Tattva.
Vishnu Tattva.
Therefore, Vishnu is the common one for everyone. Just like candle. Everyone is candle. And the same, this is first candle, this is second candle, this is third candle. The Godhead means all Vishnu Tattva. They are not Jivata. So therefore, those who are devotees of God, they are called Vaishnava.
This specific word Vaishnava, that refers to Vishnu, worshippers of Vishnu?
Vishnu asa devata. Iti Vaishnava.
In 12 Vedas also, Vishnu is
विष्णु आराध्य थे नन्नतत्तो सकारण वर्णाश्रम आचरो था कृषि न पर विष्णु आराध्य आराधना सर्वेशा विष्णु आराधनम परम विजय विष्णु आराधन विष्णु आराधन
इनफैक्ट इवन ब्रह्म संहिता ब्रह्मा जी से यह कारण आर नव जड़े भजतीष्म योग निद्रम अनंत जगदंड सरोम आधार शक्ति अवलंबय पराम समूर्ति गोविंदम महादी पुरुषम सो विष्णु इज क्रिएटिंग all the planetary systems using his yoga nidra. He is the original Jiva Govinda and I worship him. So this is why the two, both names are used so synonymously. And that is why people are questioning me and I have a difficulty to answer them. Although I accept Krishna as the original personality of Godhead. But how to explain to them?
All other incarnations are potent or potentially situated in the original body of the primeval Lord. Thus, according to one's opinion, one may address him as any one of the incarnations. Report. It is not contradictory for a devotee to call the Supreme Lord by any one of the various names of his plenary extensions, because the original personality of Godhead includes all such categories. Since the plenary expansions exist within the original person, one may call him by any of these names. In Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, where Chaitanya says, I was lying asleep in the ocean of milk, but I was wakened by the call of Nara, Sri Advaita Prabhu. Here the Lord refers to this form as Shridasha Vishnu. Some say, translation, that Sri Krishna is directly Narayana, others say that he is directly Vama. Some say that Krishna is the incarnation of Shridasha Vishnu. None of these statements is impossible. Each of them is as correct as the others. Bhagavad Bhagavatamrita states, report, Acharya Purana do Keshit Nara Sakat Matala Mahendranu Jatam Keshit Keshit Shiramji Chaitam Sahasra Shir Shatam Keshit Keshit Vaipuntana Sakam Bhuya Krishnasya Munayas Tattat Vidyanu Kamina. According to the intimate relationship between Sri Krishna, the primeval Lord, and his devotees, the Puranas describe him by various names. Sometimes he is called Narayan, sometimes Upendra, Vamana, the younger brother of Indra, king of heaven, and sometimes Shridasha Vishnu. Sometimes he is called...
In fact, I remember very vividly that in Srimad Bhagavatam that you wrote, it was Shridasha Vishnu who came down to bless Dhruva Maharaj when the planetary system started trembling due to his tapasya. Shridasha Vishnu. This is why people are questioning me continuously. How can you call Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead and not Vishnu? And I say, all are Vishnu Sattva. But it's very difficult to explain to them the actual position of Krishna.
Because only through chanting. It is decided by Bhagavad Gita. Yes. Krishna too, the name Krishna, the incarnation of God, Krishna is included. But this Krishna is the origin.
Ishwara Paramaha Krishna, Kachidananda Vidya, Anadira Adira Govinda.
But that is also a claim. Even if you say Krishna is Bhava, there is nothing wrong. If you believe that Krishna is the incarnation of Vishnu, there is nothing wrong.
I don't believe that. No, I believe Krishna is the Supreme Person.
We simply accept seriously.
Yes.
But that's a fact.
I ask them then.
Because when Krishna comes, he comes through.
Yes. I asked them then that explain the three Vishnu, Mahavishnu, Gargodhara Vishnu and Krishna. Even Vishnu himself has expanded. What to talk of Krishna? And then I ask them that Krishna came from which Vishnu? You tell me. If you can tell me that, then I'll accept that Krishna came from Vishnu. But if not, you have to accept my statement that Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. And you will not know him unless you check. Unless you check.
Sometimes Mahavishnu wanted to see Krishna. That is mentioned in the Bhagavad.
Yes. Krishna.
He took Arjuna with him.
Yes, right. My father and mother did their entire lifetime of puja of Srinathji. Srinathji. We consider
Srinathji is Gopal.
Yes. Srinathji, we consider him as Krishna.
Yes, he's Krishna. He's our Gauriya of Krishna. He's decided by the court.
Right.
Srinathji, mother in the police, was working with Gopal. He discovered Gopal in Govardhan. That Gopal was delivered to who is the Acharya? Bhagavan. And it is decided by the court that Srinathji originally belongs to Gauriya by the court. His mother in the Puri is the spiritual master of Ishwarpuri. And Ishwarpuri is the spiritual master of Chaitanya. Therefore, mother in the Puri is Gauriya. So, this deity is Gopal. That Gopal is Srinathji.
When I was a young boy, I went to Srinathji with my father and mother. And there, I had to take the Brahma Samana. Brahma Samana, which is the oath, taking of the oath in front of the Maharaj and the priest of the Srinathji temple. And is that equivalent to initiation or is that just a ceremony by itself?
Initiation is another thing.
What are the qualifications required for a person in working like me,
household like me, like myself, to get initiated? No, you get initiated.
Very wrong. Because you are following
the rules and regulations.
Yes. Yes. I'm following.
We initiate a person who follows the rules and regulations.
I'm following all your rules and regulations.
Then you can initiate.
Yes. I think we have taken enough of your time, though, but I would love to stay with you, and I would like to invite you to speak.
I don't stay here. No,
probably I might. I want.
You have got ladies' department.
Yes. I would like to invite you to pick up and stay with us, if it is possible.
Yeah. How long is it?
100 miles north from here.
By car?
Yes, by car.
It should take about 4 or 5 hours.
No, 2.5 hours.
Traveling is a little difficult for me. There are many Indians?
There are about 150 Indian people. More, 30% of them are Arya Samajis. They don't believe in anyone except doing Havan.
Second edition of Mahavira.
Yes.
Samaji means another edition of the Mahavira.
Some are Shiva followers, Shivaites.
Arya Samajis, they do not believe in God.
No.
They have their Shiva followers.
No.
Husband. No samadhi, but husband.
Yes, it is. They don't know what is personality of
opportunity follows.
Husband, that's right. right.
Opportunist.
Opportunist.
Yes.
Yes. 20% of the Indian families there are Arya Samajis. And 20% are South Indian Shivaites. And I get a lot of argument that Ramchandra ji did the puja of Shivji at Rameswaram. They say Shiva is greater than Rama. I say, consider this, that Rama was so humble to do the puja of Shivji, but in Rama Sotran, it says Rama Rameti Rameti. Rame 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 Mano Rame. Shohatra Nama Tattulyam Shri Rama Nama Varanami. That is what Shivji is telling Parvati. And Shivji is telling Parvati in Srimad Bhagavatam, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vasudevam Saramiti. I say, why does Shivji say that? Why is Shivji sitting in Samadhi? Why not Krishna sitting in Samadhi? Why not Rama sitting in Samadhi? Why not Mahavishnu sitting in Samadhi? Because Shivji's position is to serve Krishna. But Krishna as Ram is so humble that he came and even did his devotee's puja.
Just like Krishna. Is upset. Bhada Yashoda has a rope.
Yes.
And that does not mean he is no longer the Supreme Lord.
Exactly.
He is upset. Bhada, don't bind him. So, everyone is afraid of Krishna and he is afraid of his mana's rope.
Yes.
And does it mean Krishna has become
yes.
no more the Supreme?
In fact, you might have heard of Satya Sai Baba in India.
Yes.
Now, there are some people in our community there at Poughkeepsie. They are all followers of Satya Sai Baba. And they have been telling me that anyone you pray, Krishna, Ram or Vishnu, it comes to Satya Sai Baba. I said, don't tell me that nonsense, I said. Satya Sai Baba is not Krishna, don't tell me that. In fact, for Guru Purnima, they invited me to Satya Sai Baba's bhajan. I said, no, I have my Guru, I'm very happy. Please don't disturb me. I have Krishna, I have my Guru, and I have my path. I don't have to go to anybody's Guru, and I don't have to take anyone's teaching. I say, my Gita is here, written by Prabhupada. I follow it, and that's it. I don't have to have extraordinary brains to follow everyone's Gita and everything else. Here is my path.
In South America, there was a great criticism.
South Africa.
South Africa.
Yes.
That's the fact.
One man. He challenged that he could prove that Sai Baba is a fake. So he's written so many letters to Sai Baba to challenge him, but he's never received a reply.
Yes.
So that paper that he gave this article criticizing Sai Baba like that and other gurus. And then in the same paper, there was a very nice article
yes.
concerning our Jagannath car festival.
Yes.
So practically they were appreciating it. Krishna consciousness movement is bona fide,
right.
and these are the people in nonsense.
Right. In fact, several people, even in our community in Poughkeepsie, received letters from Satya Sai Baba's followers. That here is a letter, make 10 copies and send it, send the 10 copies to 10 different people. If you don't, Sai Baba's thunderbolt will come and strike your family and they'll be destroyed. Now, no guru ever puts a thunderbolt on his devotee. And I said, if that is a guru, I said, I'll stay 10,000 miles away from him. Because my guru is very kind and he will bless me. I said, no guru should ever put a thunderbolt on his devotee. So,
you can start first.
At Monte Carlo in Catskill, I don't know if you know it, Monte Carlo in Catskill Mountains here, just about 50-60 miles north, there is Muktananda. And he has got his retreat, and some of our people go there. And I heard from them that he is teaching, he is quoting Gita. But if you go to his room, Om Namah Shivaya. I said, this is contradiction. I said, if he is a Shiva follower, he should teach Shiva Purana and not Gita.
Actually, in past,
yes,
they neither follow Shiva nor Krishna. They are in past. Their idea is the absolute truth is in past.
Yes.
You can worship him either as Shiva or as Krishna.
Yes.
That is it.
Yes. But this is the height of Vipapati. To teach Gita and to transform the
mind. Because they say either way, to become impersonal at the end.
Yes.
You become a lean, you become quiet with Brahma. But before you become Brahma being, you can imagine some thought, either Krishna or Vishnu or Shiva or Durga, etc. Very good.
In fact, some of the arguments that I have received were that if you go to heaven, let's say, then you join the impersonal Brahman, then you have nothing else to do. It is happening in material, you have family, you have something to do. I said, if you believe in impersonalism, you have nothing to do. If you believe in personalism, you will serve the Lord.
Impersonal means, if you have nothing to do, then you become mad.
Exactly.
And again you come back to this material.
Exactly. Prabhupada, I have taken too much of your time. I want to thank you very much. I only offer my obeisances.
Thank you.
I wish that I can continue your work.
Please do. Really happy. Krishna in me.
And
Nakata smart manushya.